Okay, we're back. Owen, I have a quick question here. We discussed the liver and its way it manufactures this glutathione, which is really important as a helps with this this healing process that goes on with the LPA. Could you describe that once
again?
That
music I heard, I didn't get the entire question.
Well, the glutathione or the glucose portion for the liver, at the liver when it's congested, there's a certain process or pathway that you mentioned last week.
What my understanding, again, is to the particular three-step or four-step pathway that the animal's kingdom turns ordinary glucose, ordinary sugar, into the fourth step, into vitamin C. And that's the one that I'm most familiar with, and that we do have the ability, but we're missing an enzyme. Looks like a congenital or a defect that happened maybe, Pauling estimated, 3 million years ago. And so our relatives seem to have the same problem. The guinea pig has it. And if it were not for that defect, we would be producing vitamin C out of mostly out of the sugar we eat. And that's, unfortunately, that's my limit to my knowledge of the liver.
My fault, then. I thought we were talking about free radicals and part of the way in which we make the antioxidant.
Yeah. That, I don't know how much time we have here.
Only a couple more minutes, so.
Well, real quick, let me just finish with the heart technology and the Ascorazine 9. Just to one of the things that we like about it, besides the fact that it comes in as a liquid, so there's no issue of when the pill might dissolve, there's also no fillers. All the pills have to have something to hold it together. And people don't think about that too much. When we start taking 25 or 30 of different kinds, you can really be taking a lot of fillers, and who knows what you're getting. So, again, this mix is pure vitamin, amino acid, and stevia. Tastes great, and we've been seeing really phenomenal anecdotal results. And we're trying, if I didn't mention it, I should mention that we actually have a study before the National Institute of Health. This is the second time the Vitamin C Foundation has applied for a grant to study it. We have over 200 people in Florida waiting to go. They turned us down the first time, not because they didn't anything wrong with our study procedure, but they didn't like the physicians that we got to run the study. And although when we went to the normal universities, they pretty much laughed us away. And so we've done it. We've resubmitted again, and we're hopefully all set to go. It hasn't officially been turned down yet, but they haven't. We were supposed to know by April. And hopefully, you know, we'll post that, obviously. We have our study on the Vitamin C Foundation website, our proposal. And if that were to come through, it would be the first time in the United States that anybody has been looking at this in a rigorous way, if the effect of the heart technology-style product on heart disease and lipoprotein small a.
Fabulous. Give out your phone number.
800-894-9025. And,
894. What is it? 800-894-9025. 894-894-9025.
That's correct. Be happy to talk with anybody about what we've discovered. Of course, we have the video from Linus Pauling himself, 1 hour, including the first three cases where high-dose lysine were given first time, and the miraculous recoveries that were noted back in 1992, and that we keep hearing about time after time after time. The hospital, the cardiovascular wards are filled with people who are told there's no value in extra vitamin C. I know of no one who's taken 10 grams of vitamin C more than 5 years who has any evidence of cardiovascular disease, and neither does the Life Extension Foundation, which ran a study that showed that.
Thank you so much, Owen, for being with us
today. Thank you for inviting me.
Thank you. And yes, absolutely. And folks, have a fabulous ladies' Mother's Day. God bless you all, and we'll see you next week. Talk to you.